Welcome to Supernatural Warfare in Our Everyday Lives with me, your host, Shireen Lowe. I believe in divine appointments, so you definitely clicked on this episode for a reason. On this podcast, I will share powerful personal testimonies of how Jesus changed my life. We will expose the knowledge that the enemy do not want us as believers to know, uncover the lies the world wants us to believe, and step into the power that Jesus has given us over our lives and the enemy. Have you ever been the topic of gossip or slander? If so, you will know exactly just how much it can hurt and cause frustration and anger. The thing about gossip and malicious slander is that 99% of the time, the origin is someone that knows us, a friend, family member, or colleague. It's adding insult to injury because we deal with betrayal as well. I don't have to tell you about the effects gossip can have on someone's life. I think we've all experienced or heard about the absolute devastation that can occur when gossip does its worst. People have lost their livelihoods, their families and relationships, and sometimes even their lives as a result. Keeping true to the topic of spiritual warfare, I want us to look at gossip from a different perspective. The biblical perspective, the spiritual warfare perspective. According to James 3 verse 15 to 16, the practice of slander is demonic. People who engage in slandering other people are being led by demons, not the Spirit of God. As followers of Christ, we should be fully aware of who we are fighting against, as described in Ephesians 6 verse 12. Gossip and slander are tools the devil uses to cause harm in not only the intended target, but also the one from where it wells up. In James 3 verse 8, the tongue is described as an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, and we are warned against the evil that sprouts from it. And it's also being described as being set on fire by hell itself. The things we speak over ourselves and about others and to others carries tremendous power. And if we open a spiritual door to the demon of gossip and slander, we essentially open a door that makes us an enemy of God. If we dissect a rumor or slander, the aim is to damage someone's reputation. We see this in the corporate world between businesses all the time. When friendships or relationships end, one party might start a smear campaign against their ex-partner or friend and try to damage the way other people see or think about them. And sometimes it can only be an acquaintance that starts a rumor simply because of that few minutes of attention that would give them from someone else. To make it clear, we are warned against not gossiping, but we are also warned against opening our ears to such things. Gossip causes harm because of the underlying purpose of tearing someone down. True godly love does not dishonor others, but helps to build them up and encourage them. And when people take part in rumors, they choose to dishonor someone and cause strife, which is inherently against the nature and the will of God. When we are the topic of gossip or slander, we can easily fall into a trap of hatred towards the gossip spreaders, or plan revenge, or even making ourselves guilty of spreading our own poisoned gossip back. Other times, gossip or slander hits a very soft target, and many tragic stories have ended with someone taking their own lives as a result. What a tragic ending. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." We are human, and unfortunately, we will experience hurt, pain, and suffering by the hands of others in our lifetime. The key, however, is in how we as followers of Christ respond to these things. First, we need to take a look at who we are. Our identity is in Christ, and it's a function of our relationship with Him. knowing our authority and dominion in Christ makes us aware of whom we are in Him. Embracing the authority that is in Jesus reveals to us what our true identity is in Him. Secondly, we need to take a look at how God sees us. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And thirdly, we need to take a look at how God says we should react. In Ephesians 4 verse 31 to 32 it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, and forgiving one another." Matthew 18 verse 21 also says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered and says, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Forgiveness is a very big topic in the Bible, not only because of how God forgives our sins, but also how we should forgive those who hurt or betray us. It is not easy to forgive. However, not too long ago, I did a whole episode about forgiveness and why it is a fundamental action from our side when something like this happens. So we forgive, but does that make what is happening to us okay? No, it does not. However, God is the one who will fight our battles for us. In Psalm 37, verse 39 to 40 says, "The Lord saves the righteous and protects them in times of trouble. He helps them and rescues them. He saves them from the wicked because they go to Him for protection." What we should understand is that the person who is making us the topic of slander or gossip is being demonically influenced to do so. Some way they have given into sin, opened a spiritual door, and is now doing the devil's work for him. We should pray for that person to be delivered from this evil spirit and not try to hurt them back, as this will only play into the plans of the enemy. To put family against each other, to cause problems between friends and friction in the workplace. It's not easy to get to this point when your feelings are hurting, as praying for someone who hurt you seems and might feel weird. To me, prayer is sacred, and to get to a point where you can put aside your own feelings and pray for the deliverance of someone else takes courage. But also it means you are being obedient to what God teaches us. Let God take care of them and let God fix your situation. The righteous man never needs to fight his own battles or defend his reputation. God said that He will protect the righteous and make his way straight. The moment we take out the stinger in the gossip or the jealousy that is normally laced into malicious slander, and we understand the plan of the enemy, we might approach situations differently. With God's help, we might act in such a way that everybody might see Jesus in you. Imagine what a testimony it could be when you react in love instead of revenge, when the whole world knows revenge could have been justified. Imagine instead of cursing the one who has done you wrong, you pray for them and bless them. Imagine through an ordeal that was meant to destroy turns into a blessed testimony only because you gave the issue to God. You allow God to heal your pain, to solve the conflict, to deliver the wrongdoer, and to defeat Satan's plan. Isn't that what God meant when He called us the light in the dark world and the salt of the earth? To stand out, to be different, to act different. Is it easy? No. But you can, with God's help, brush things off because He's got you. He will fight for you. You just need to rest in Him. Let's guard our hearts, put a guard in front of our mouths, and ask God to help us speak life whenever possible. Thank you for listening. We welcome your feedback, so please don't forget to leave a comment. Sow into the kingdom of God by sharing this episode to those you know might benefit from this message. To find out more about your host, please visit www.shireenlowe.com or reach out on social media where further discussions are welcomed. Weekly episodes are released, so be sure to check back for the newest releases.